Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Based on our topic yesterday about the dogs and those horrible stories that we heard of dogs being put to sleep, my God, it was heartbreaking to listen to. I want to know, are we humanising our pets too much? Because people yesterday texted in about sleeping with their dogs, buying clothes with their dogs, buying little suits for their dogs, and basically pampering their little pets, their dogs and their cats, by the way, little bells around the cats' necks and all sorts of carry on. But sleeping with their dogs. Now, but don't get me wrong, I mentioned my dog slept in the bed at one point. She doesn't now. She's her own little bed. Anyway, but I mentioned it. She slept in the bed. But, you know, does pampering our pets do them more harm than good? Not to mention it could change how we interact with other human beings as well. Because people sometimes, particularly cat people, you know, they tend to be quite isolated people, don't they? Not always, by the way. But not, I know, Ruth. I know you're not isolated and you're a cat lady. But in saying that, you know, they tend to love their cats more than they love other people or the company of their cats and their dogs. So I want to know, are we humanising our pets too much? Are they playing too much of a primary role in our lives? And that's why we end up in a situation like yesterday where we had so many people coming on the air and crying, thinking of their little dogs dying, thinking of the future and my dog is going to die at some point and how upsetting it would be. And of course, Christy Dignam talking about the death of his dog was worse than the death of his father. And some people said yesterday it was a ridiculous statement, but he believes it, the way he grieved for his little dog, Jack. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Do we go over the top with our pets? You know, they're burying them and everything and having little cremations for them and all sorts of things. Spending hundreds of euro, by the way, burying their dogs. Nigel, how you doing, Nigel? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Now, getting back to the dogs. Nigel.
How are you, Niall?
Good. Good to talk to you, Nigel. I'm sure you heard yesterday's show and a lot of people talking about their pets. And
I listened to it, yeah.
And, you know, what I heard was, I mean, don't get me wrong, I empathise with all those people. And I have a little dog myself, think the world of her, right? But in saying that, do you think we've humanised them too much?
Far too much.
Do you think so?
Far too much. Absolutely far too much.
Right. In what, like, ridiculous. What, letting them sleep ridiculous. In beds and buying
in
them
beds,
clothes? And
licking kids, licking your face, no.
Stop it. There's nothing wrong with a dog licking your face.
But of course, Niall, 2 seconds early, licking his own balls, come on.
But in saying that, I know people should be conscious of this, by the way, but we've been doing it for years. Dogs come over and lick our little faces, and we generally don't die.
They don't come over and lick my face, ever. I have a dog.
Yeah.
I bought it from his son. He's 11-ish now. Grand, I love her to bits. I bought her a lovely, beautiful house with a little front door all on it.
Yeah.
It's in a sheltered area. She has a lovely blanket in it, which she refuses to leave in it. That's her own business.
Yeah.
She can decorate her own house with whatever
she wants. Right, okay.
I'm not going to go in.
Where does the blanket normally end up? In the back garden somewhere?
She throws it at the front and then gets back into the house or else just leaves on a blanket outside the house. One or the other.
Right, okay.
Depending on how cold it is. It's in a lovely shelter, sort of. I was in my backyard, sort of a lean-to.
Yeah.
Where it's tucked in the corner. There's no wind.
Look at you with your lean-to, Nigel, huh? Go on, sorry, yeah. Far from a lean-to, you were raised, but go on.
Anyway, well, it's a fancy name for a shelter, Nigel.
I know it is, yeah. A lean-to.
Shelter, no door on it, right?
Yeah, go on.
But no, I have a golden rule. Like I said before, Nigel, I created a new word the last time this topic was on your show, and I don't know whether you remember the word or not. I haven't got it into the Irish dig or the Oxford English dig for me yet. Wrongness.
Right. What's the word again? Say it again.
Wrongness.
Wrongness. Yes. Yeah. Wrongness.
Yeah,
it's like when Joe Biden said normalcy.
Not exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
It's good. I like the word normalcy too, by the way. But go on.
Normalcy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get wrong. I just think it's full of
wrongness. It's full of wrongness. Yeah.
Love your pets. I miss them when they're gone. But the more, like, equating it, I didn't want to really, I texted in yesterday, but I wouldn't have came on anyway, because the people that were on were genuinely obsessed. There's no point coming on, having to go at people when they're in that frame. That's not fair.
Yeah, that wouldn't be nice, no. And by the way, I could have put a lot of people
heartless.
On.
It's heartless, and it was a one-sided thing, and I was sort of glad it stayed one-sided, because the last thing that lady and the chap that come on from down the country needed was me to come on and belittle the way he was feeling, and I would never have done that.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's But.
It's wrongness. The more you humanise it, Niall, the harder it is when it happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, you got to remember, people treat them like they're a member of the family. And I can understand that. And by the way, I'm looking at text coming in here, Nigel, saying that man who leaves his dog outside in all weathers is just cruel. He shouldn't own a dog.
I shouldn't. No, my dog is very well looked after. She has everything she needs. She's a lovely big garden to run. She gets walked. She has a nice house to live in. She hasn't ever walked.
Yeah, but she doesn't. Like, does she have a radiator in it?
She hasn't once come in and said, I don't like that gaffer.
She doesn't really have that method of communication. No, I mean, but I mean, does she sleep there in the winter?
She said every night. She's never been in my house once overnight.
Ah, that's a bit cruel, isn't it, Nigel?
No, it's not cruel at all, Niall.
Ah, the poor
it's not
dog.
Cruel at all, Niall.
She'd be freezing. You wouldn't sleep outside freezing. In the garden, would you, in a box?
Niall, I'm not built to.
Well, I mean, neither is she.
Of course, dog animals are, Niall.
No, I was talking to...
Was
it Sharon that said, I can't remember the vet, I can't remember who said it to me before. Maybe it wasn't Sharon the vet, because I think she denied saying it. But somebody said to me before, putting a dog outside is like, if you went outside with a jumper on you and you're cold, that's the same as putting your dog outside.
That's absolute rubbish, Niall.
Somebody rubbish. Said it to me. I don't know how true it is.
Well, somebody told you lots of things, Niall. You don't believe everything, do you? Niall, if you had two horses down the field, would you bring them in and let them sleep in the kitchen at night?
They're not, Niall. Oh, come on, you can't compare dogs to horses.
What's the difference with them?
Oh, no, in The Godfather, he did have a horse in the bed for all the wrong reasons.
But that wasn't the whole horse. You didn't get the whole horse.
No. What do you say to people who are listening today and they're saying, oh, come on, I sleep with my dog. My dog sleeps in the bed under the covers with me.
Wrongness. Fall to the gills of wrongness.
Wrongness. Right, okay, wrongness. But stay there because, Oisín, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Oisín?
Hey, Noel, how's you?
Yeah, wrongness. This is a new word, by the way, we've just invented today.
No, I mean, on a completely different tangent, I did have a boxer, right? Yeah, well, you adopted him.
A boxer dog, not a boxer person, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And, Barry McGuigan.
Yeah, Barry McGuigan living in my house.
I pushed the head off me, you know. And I had him for, I had him for about 8-9 years. And unfortunately, with boxers, their hind legs go, right?
Right.
So what happened was, they turned radio. He couldn't do his business.
Right, okay.
So this went on and on. Now, I didn't leave him. I didn't kind of, you know, watch him, you know, suffer. Right,
right, okay. So you had him put to sleep.
Unfortunately, yes, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
that's all right.
So I understand, and again, like with the other caller there, sorry, I've forgotten his name.
It's easy to forget his name. Nigel.
Yes. Sorry. And whatchamacallit. So I got him put to sleep, right? So right. I got 8-9 years out of him. We were best buds. We went everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And it killed me to actually put him to sleep.
Yeah.
And this is why I didn't ring in yesterday, because I brought up quite a lot of sort of, mixed emotions.
All right. Were you a bit teary?
I was actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Believe
sorry,
it or not. Yeah. I don't like admitting that, but hey, whenever.
No, it's okay to admit you're a bit. A lot of people text us in and they were a bit teary listening to the two people yesterday, particularly at the end.
Yeah. And I can understand that. I can. And I'll be honest with you. When I had him put down, I vowed, no more dogs.
That's it.
I couldn't go through that again. I just couldn't. There's no way. No way. Not a chance.
See, Nigel, you listen to a man with a heart here.
Couldn't do
Niall,
it.
Niall, I have a heart too.
Yeah, bad. You leave him outside in a hut.
That's
slightly heartless, if you ask me. But Eugene didn't do that with his boxer.
I'll tell you what I did do.
No, but he killed his. I didn't kill mine.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a... ouch. That was a low blow. Oh, my. Oh, Nigel. How dare you?
Could you imagine not being able to stand up and do your business? How'd you feel?
Nigel, if it gets to the point where you can stand up and do your business, I'll put you down.
Yeah,
seriously. Right, but sorry, okay, now I want to go... By the way, let me go back to Oisín again. Sorry, so what have you got now, Oisín? You have pets.
I did have, right? I had 4 iguanas.
They're hardly domesticated animals.
They're not, no.
They're not going to lick your face and run around and you can't bring them for a walk.
You can actually buy a lead for an iguana. I didn't do that, right?
Spare me.
I didn't do that.
Can you buy little clothes for them as well?
Would you feck off?
I'm only saying if you
no,
get
no,
a
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. Now, basically, I mean, I had 4 of them, right? So I treated them like pets.
Yeah.
And, you know, you clean out the tank once in a while, you feed them crickets, you give them their bit of veg. Two of them used to kind of, I'm not joking.
Roast beef dinner on a Sunday,
Oh, no, I'm sorry, this is it, you know. Now, I'm not joking, where I used to live, you know, they're escape artists. If anybody has them, they'll know they're escape artists, right? I used to keep them in a big tank. So you come home one day, you'd open the front door, and one of them, she was called Shakira. So you come in, you know, shopping, put your shopping down, turn around.
I'm not even going to ask why you call her Shakira, but go on.
No, to be honest with you,
I don't want to know about your fantasies.
No, she was about, oh God, she was about 3-4 foot long. She was about 8 inches wide.
As Shakira like is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she would, and I'm not joking with you, she'd be creeping around the house, and as soon as you come in the front door, she'd leap on you.
Right. And where was the other one in making the dinner?
I have no idea.
That basically took away this love for the animals. Sorry, what are you saying, by the way, Nigel?
She was about the same size as the real Shakira.
No, but I
didn't want to ask why you called the thing Shakira.
No, in fairness, you let them out once in a while. They kind of crawl up on your lap. They'll wrap themselves around your neck where the heat is.
Yeah.
They'll have a little nibble on your ear. They might crawl up on top of your head, which is extremely painful, let me tell you.
Right.
But I didn't dress them up. I didn't.
I said, well, you'll be watching telly and Shakira be...
pretty much.
Shakira be cutting around your neck.
I'm not joking with you. Once there's a bit of heat somewhere, that's it. You're doomed. It's gone off the kind of cats and dogs subject. But
yeah, but it kind of is, yeah. I have this division in my head of Shakira on your neck.
Swinging out of me.
Yeah, watching the telly. Oh, but hang on, lads. I have to go to a break. Stay there. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Have we humanised pets a little bit too much? Yeah, stay there, Nigel and Oisín, for a second. Just let me go as well to Ashley. Yeah. Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? You're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you keeping?
I'm not so bad.
Okay, now you've got 5 rescue dogs.
I do.
Yeah, and who sleeps in the bed with you?
It depends. They take turns, but...
They take turns.
Nigel, they take turns.
Oh, here.
Swallowing a bit of stick there.
What kind of a show is this?
Sorry, Ashley, continue on.
No, we have one girl that we rescued about 10 years ago. She's a little whippet, and she had a stroke back in February.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I had to take like 3 weeks off work and literally stayed on the floor with her for 3 weeks trying to get her to walk and drink and like do all the normal things.
So you took time off work to rehabilitate her, essentially?
I did, yeah. Like, all the vets wanted to put her to sleep, but we wouldn't do it, like, you know. So
right, okay.
We gave her the time, and thankfully now she's up and she's running around. Now,
good.
She has the normal kind of like stroke thing where
she probably has a bit of a limp and what have you.
She has a head tilt, you know.
Right, okay.
But she sleeps in our bed because it's the only place where she doesn't cry.
Right, okay.
So we love having her in the bed with us.
Right, okay. And does she sleep under the covers?
Under the covers.
Nigel. Nigel, before you start, I'm sure Ashley would have a view on you leaving your dog out in the cold in a kennel. All right, I'm just saying.
That's horrific.
It is horrific, actually. I would agree with you.
Horrific. Yeah, there's no animal should ever live outside. They should always have a couch or a bed by the fire with the family. They are a family member. They're not a dog. They're a family member.
Hold on, whoa, just stall the pony there for a second. No animal. So you're going to put a milk cow in beside the fucking fire?
Watch your language, please, Nigel.
To be fair, what's his name, Nigel?
Nigel.
I have horses and I have ponies, rescue ponies, and I have two rescue goats, and I have no problem with them coming into the house if the weather is shit.
What?
And they can't be outside.
Oh, no, Ashley, hold on for a second. Whoa. Ashley, what? You bring the ponies into the house?
Well, they have their own house. The two goats we have, they were rescued from a meat farm as babies, and they actually spent their first 4 months in the house in Gutalkry.
Right.
Yeah. They were
now, see, now we've gone now from... Now, there is a middle ground here somewhere. We've gone from one extreme to the other. We now have ponies and goats and people and dogs sleeping in beds.
Sorry about that.
to Nigel and his dog outside.
Who cleans up?
Oh, sorry, Oisín, what are you trying to say?
Who cleans up that mess?
What?
Oh, God. Oh, listen, in fairness now, genuinely, there's a woman with a big heart.
Oh, she is a woman with a big heart.
I love my animals. I love her animals.
And a big house, too, but it's own.
Yeah. Ashley, what did you say there? You love your animals more than you love anybody else.
Yeah, and like even my husband knows that, and he knows
his place.
He knows his place in the world.
Does he sleep in a kennel?
The goats come first. Sorry, what is that? Does your husband sleep in the bed, by the way, with you?
He's of course, yeah.
So is the dog in the middle?
In the middle, yeah.
All right, okay. Best form of contraception you ever have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a bit of separation there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Nigel was saying something about... you were saying something about like bringing horses into the house and stuff. Would you not think, like in really bad weather, would you not bring a horse into a stable to keep him out of the elements?
My dog is in her stable.
Sorry?
My dog is in her version of a stable.
No, as she's saying is that if you knew a horse was out in the cold and the wet, you didn't have a stable, would you bring it into the house?
No.
So you'd leave it out in the cold.
Yeah.
I don't have a horse for a
stable. What if you did?
I wouldn't have a horse without having a stable.
But if you didn't have a back garden that you could have a hut in for your dog, would you bring it in the house?
Niall, hold on. Whoa for a second.
Please. I've only got 10 seconds.
Yeah,
go on.
I made sure I had a house before I had kids, so they had somewhere to go, right? Right. And then I made sure I had a dog house when I had a dog.
Right, okay. Lads, ladies, on that note, I'm going to have to wrap it up. We'll continue this conversation on Monday. It was going nowhere, but it was funny, and it's Friday, and it's entertaining, and it leads you nicely into the weekend.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.